commonly in public and medical discourse, if there's any community initiative, people calculate how many bed days would be saved, and then that's costed, and then it's said that that money is saved from the hospital. But it isn't really, because with the current shortage of beds and the current shortage of staff, we shouldn't be really running with empty beds, and we need beds for patients to have operations, and we need beds for patients in particular to have joints replacements. I fully support the move towards the community, but that's going to cost extra money, and we need to recognise that. A significant number of people who are recruited nationwide to community initiatives now come from the hospital sector, which does create problems in trying to deliver a service in the hospital. So if we're going to deliver services in the hospital and in the community, then we're going to need more staff. We can't do it on the same number of staff.